Hello, this is John Carbone, and I would like to welcome you to this moment. For the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to practice a mindfulness meditation called the body scan. And it's helpful to find a place that's comfortable, and if possible, quiet. Some place where, for this period of practice, you won't be disturbed by telephones or other distractions. And this exercise is sometimes taught lying down, and sometimes in a seated posture. But it can be performed standing, walking, or really any posture that's comfortable for you. So listen to your body and find a posture where it's likely that you'll be able to remain reasonably comfortable for the next half hour. And we're going to begin by bringing attention to the left great toe and observing if there's any sensation present in the left big toe there, any sensation at all. It could be pressure, tingling, warmth, cold, the touch of a sock, or the touch of the air. Could be numbness. It could be that there's no sensation discernible there whatsoever at this time. And if that's the case, that's fine too. No need to make sensation. And no need to choose a preference for one type of sensation over another. For this practice, we're simply going to be aware of whatever's present in this moment. And if the attention drifts into thought, or sounds, or body sensations in different locations, that's to be expected. As soon as we notice that the attention has drifted, gently acknowledging that that's the case and bringing the attention back to our object of focus, which right now is the left great toe. And moving the attention now to the left second toe, the left third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe. And broadening the attention now to all five toes of the left foot. And letting go of that and moving attention to the ball of the left foot, the arch of the left foot, the heel, and now the top of the left foot, And broadening the attention now to include the entire left foot. And letting go of that and bringing attention to the left ankle. Whatever sensations may be present there at this moment, either on the outer surface or within the ankle. And letting go of that and bringing attention into the left lower leg, the calf area, the shin, and bringing the attention up into the left knee. And moving the attention now into the left upper leg, the thigh and the hamstring, to any sensations that are present in this moment, whether on the surface or within the leg. Any sensation is fine. And now broadening the attention to include the entire left leg. Being aware of any sensations at all that might be present. And now letting go of that and bringing attention into the right great toe. Any sensation that might be present there. Any sensation at all. And moving the attention now into the right second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe. Attention now on all five toes of the right foot. And letting go of that and bringing attention to the ball of the right foot. The arch of the right foot. And the heel of the right foot. And bringing attention now to the top of the right foot, any sensation at all that might be present in this moment. And now broadening the attention to include any sensations that might be present in the entire right foot. And letting go of that and bringing attention to the right ankle. Any sensations that are present now in the right ankle. On the surface or within. And bringing the attention up into the right lower leg, the calf, the shin, And letting go of that and bringing attention into the right knee. Aware of any sensation present in the right knee at this moment. And moving the attention up further now into the right upper leg. And feeling any sensations at all in the front of the thigh, the back of the thigh, the inner and outer parts of the upper leg, and within. And broadening the attention now to include any sensations that might be present in the entire right leg. And letting go of that and bringing attention now to the pelvis. Any sensations present in the pelvic area. Perhaps sensations within the pelvis. There might be sensations in the bladder. Or the genital area, or the anal area. Any sensations without judgment, with no need to change. And paying attention now to the area of the buttocks. The area of the hips. On the groin. And scanning the attention upwards now into the area of the lower back. Aware of any sensations that might be present there in this moment. And scanning the attention around to the lower flanks of the thorax and the abdomen area. Aware of any sensations on the surface of the abdomen or perhaps within. Perhaps there's sensations associated with the stomach or intestines or sensations of the diaphragm moving, the belly rising and falling. Any sensations at all. And moving the attention up further into the middle area of the back. And around to the chest. And aware now of any sensations in the area of the chest. whether on the surface or within. Perhaps there's an awareness of sensation associated with the heart beating or the lungs expanding. And moving attention up further into the area of the upper back and the upper chest. And becoming aware of any sensations present in this area of the body. Shining the light of attention on this area of the body. And bringing an awareness now to the whole area of the thorax of the body, the whole chest and abdomen. And becoming aware of any sensations that hold your attention. Whether they're physical in nature or related to the physiology of the body. Or if there's body sensations that are emotional in nature. That's fine too. And for this period of time, not needing to do anything to change the sensations or create sensations, just observing. Bringing mindful awareness to whatever sensations are present in this moment. Good. Now letting go of that and scanning the attention down into the left thumb. And resting attention there, aware of any sensations in the left thumb. And letting go of that and moving attention into the left index finger, the left middle finger, the left ring finger, the left pinky finger. Aware now of sensations in all five fingers of the left hand. And letting go of that and moving attention into the left palm. The back of the left hand. And bringing attention now to the entire left hand. And letting go of that and bringing attention into the left wrist. forearm. The left elbow. The left upper arm. The area of the bicep and tricep. And bringing the attention up further to the left shoulder area. And now broadening the attention to include the whole left arm. And letting go of that focus for now and bringing attention to the right thumb. Aware of any sensation that is present there. And now bringing attention to the right index finger. The middle finger, the ring finger, and the pinky finger. Aware now of all five fingers of the right hand. And letting go of that and bringing attention into the right palm. The back of the right hand. And broadening the attention to include the entire right hand. And letting go of that focus and bringing attention into the right wrist. The right forearm. The right elbow. And bringing the attention into the right upper arm. The right bicep. And the right tricep. And scanning the attention upward now into the right shoulder area. And broadening the attention to include the whole right arm. Aware of whatever sensations might be present. And letting go of that focus. And scanning the attention into the area at the base of the neck, and scanning the attention up the back of the neck, any sensation present in the skin or the muscles, and scanning the attention around the sides of the neck to the front of the neck, and perhaps within the neck there's sensations in the windpipe or the esophagus. And scanning the attention up further into the chin, the lower lip, the upper lip. Inside the mouth, any sensations present? The tongue or the roof of the mouth, the inner cheeks. And bringing attention to the face, the cheeks, the nose, inside the nostrils, and outside the nose. And bringing attention to the ears, the outer part of the ear, and perhaps within the canal, perhaps any sensation of the movement of the eardrum. And letting go of that and bringing attention to the area of the temples, to the eyes, the eyelids, bringing attention up further to the eyebrows and the area between the eyebrows, bringing attention to the area of the forehead, and aware of any sensations that might be present there. And now, scanning the attention to the scalp, to the top of the head, once again aware of any sensations that might be present at the top of the head. Perhaps tingling or warmth, coolness or tension, relaxation, pulsation, numbness. Perhaps there's no discernible sensation, and that's fine too. Just for a little while, resting the attention on the area of the top of the head. And now broadening the focus to include an awareness of the whole body. And allowing the attention to freely float within the body, to any sensations that might be present. And allowing the attention to remain there as it will for as long as it wants. Until perhaps it's drawn by another body sensation elsewhere. And again, if the attention wanders into thoughts or external sounds, it's not a problem. As soon as you're aware that the attention has wandered, gently notice that it's wandered and guide it compassionately back into the body. And as we bring this exercise to a close, I want to thank you for taking the time for this very important work. This work of being.